Next patient is Robert Rakes, R-A-K-E-S, Rakes Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 7/5/1953. Date of visit is 2/1/24. We'll make a copy for Jeffrey Smith Dio. Next paragraph. Dear Jeffrey, thank you for sending Robert Rakes, R-A-K-E-S, for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a this is a 70-year-old male who has been in fairly good health. Apparently had a sausage stuck in his throat. This past weekend, while he was eating, and a part of the meat was coughed up by him, and subsequently he was seen in the emergency room for something stuck in his esophagus, and thus he was seen in the ER and taken for an endoscopy with the extraction of the piece of meat. Period. The patient also had a CT of the chest done during that admission, which showed a left lower lobe pneumonia, as seen on CT on 1/30/24. He also had a 10 millimeter left upper lobe nodule, and further workup was suggested. There was no evidence of residual impacted food in the esophagus. Period. The patient states he feels better, breathing well, has no coughing spells, and denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. He has some sore throat, however. Next paragraph, past history has included history of a hernia repair surgery and sigmoidectomy for a colovesical fistula. He also had a rotator surgery on his left shoulder and urolift operation. He has been treated for haplopidemia. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient never smoked and drinks alcohol moderately. Works as an investor. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, next paragraph. Medlist, omeprazole, 20 milligrams, BID. So, carapate, 1 gram QID, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams per day. And recently on doxycycline for pneumonia. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of heart disease, mother had bladder cancer. Next. System review: the patient has no fatigue or fever. He had cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, but has sore throat. No shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. No urinary symptoms, flank pains. No anxiety, no depression. Tenderized jaw pains, chest pains, or palpitations. And no leg edema. He has some joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 60, respiration 16, temperature 976, weight is 172, saturation 97. HE and ear normal phallic pupils is reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fills, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous tone, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breath number 1. Is left lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 2 is left low lobe pneumonia, probable aspiration. Number 3 is hypolipidemia. And number 4 is degenerative arthritis. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodule and a complete pulmonary function study. He was advised to continue with these other meds listed above. And a copy of his recent lab work will be requested. A follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'm making it. Then take about this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Jeffrey Smith, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, accused Dr. Souza.